Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Horse Rescue Warriors Podcast. My name is Wendy Morris, and I am president of For the Love of the Hoof. And today our podcast is going to be on low-end horse auctions where horses are in the slaughter pipeline. Many of you are new to our organization and therefore have never experienced a low-end auction where horses are actually auctioned off to go with the kill buyer to Mexico. Today we are going to talk about this subject, and I have several questions that have come to me from our viewers. One of the questions that we have is from Kathy, and she has asked, why is an owner allowed to bid on his own horse, driving up the price against other bidders? That seems unethical and should not be permitted. Well, Kathy, that is absolutely true. It is unethical and it is unlawful. It is called shelling. However, it is very, very difficult for an auction house to know exactly whose the horse belongs to when they go into the ring. The horse that is brought into the ring is by a number only, and they go by that number. They don't have time to be able to determine if the horse belongs to a certain party or not. These shellers are either in the ring themselves, or they have spotters that are in the audience. If the bid is not going to their satisfaction, what they will do, well, they will raise their hand, and that will bid. Raise up the bid. Then the bid will continue on, and their spotter will also raise their hand in the audience, which continues the bid to get in even higher. Sometimes you will see the horse being passed out or no sale, and that's because the person that actually owned the horse was stuck with their own horse and they cannot fulfill their bid. So because they cannot pay for their own horse, they go ahead and pass it out. And they only own an auction house, a small fee. Why isn't the AZDA on site with a vet to examine the horses who are injured or have unusual and suspicious conditions like cancer, so that the auctioneer shall be required to disclose those abnormalities during the auction so that bidders are fully aware? That is another really good question, and it really has everything to do with the livestock inspector. Livestock inspectors really should be at the auctions inspecting each and every horse. However, they say that they are short-staffed and they are not able to do that. If they were there, that would eliminate a lot of the horses that come in there that should not be there at all. And this would also hold owners accountable for their actions. We must take in consideration that it is not the auction house's fault that the horse is there. It is not the livestock inspector's fault that the horse is there. Whose fault it is the owner of the horse. And I strongly believe that each owner that commits such a horrible act against a horse where it is sick, lamed up, blind, body score of a 1, should be held accountable for their actions, and they should have a felony charges be brought up against them. Owners should be able to take care of their own horse, and if they can't, then they need to be able to seek out other places that can help them out. Owners should also really realize too that rescues cannot take on their responsibility. They should be able to handle their own horse with whatever has happened to them. Let's just say the shoe is on the other foot, and you as a person own a horse, and that horse gets sick, or that horse gets injured. Would you, in fact, truly take it to a rescue or an auction, or would you go ahead and do the right thing and either send the horse over the Rainbow Bridge or get it medical attention. A lot of people say they can't afford that, but if they afforded to put the horse in that situation, then they can afford to do what is right. So we have to make sure that we don't hold others accountable for one's own actions. What is the going price paid for a 1,000-pound horse at a meat plant in Mexico? Just wondering at what price is a horse deemed safe from being desirable to the kill buyers? That's another good question. So right now, if you go to a site that has AMS.USDA.gov, there you will find a weekly report. It is called U.S. La Cruces, New Mexico to Mexico Weekly Livestock Export. You will see how many horses are actually exported over to slaughter and what the going rate is. In January of 2023, the going rate was $1.75 per pound. That means that a 1,000-pound horse is worth $1,750. Of course, when that horse is therefore transferred from La Cruces, New Mexico, to Mexico itself, the price goes up, and it is up to $3.50 per pound. That report will also give you what the horses are selling at from other countries, and that starts at $20 per pound and up. It's a very, very sad situation, and so therefore, horses right now are going for high amounts of money. And you have to realize that the horses that are super skinny, that are sick, that are crippled up and cannot walk at all, those horses are not going to be bought up by the kill buyer. Those horses are bought up by what we like to call angels, and those are other rescues or private parties that would like to go ahead and try to save a life. Those horses will never see a slaughter pipeline to Mexico. The reason why is because, unfortunately, it's all has to deal with weight. And if a horse is super skinny, like let's say a body score of a 1 or a 2, if the horse is super sick, if the horse is crippled and cannot walk, if the horse is blind, then the kill buyer doesn't want those horses because it boils down to he can't get any money for it. If he also ships a horse that is ill and sick, then unfortunately they will not take them into the holding facility, and they wouldn't take his whole entire quota that he had to meet, because that would mean that they would get the other horses sick, and therefore they would lose their money that they get paid by Mexico. So they will not take in a horse like that. They will not take in a horse that is super crippled and cannot walk, because that would be a liability, being able to get them in and out of the truck. And so therefore they won't take them. They won't take blind horses either, because they will not be able to get them to where they need to go. Sometimes they take a horse with one blind eye. So we can't discredit all blind horses. What can we do to help stop the transport of horses into Mexico for slaughter? Boy, I wish we knew the answer to that. Unfortunately, there's nothing that we can do as an individual or as a team. Because it boils down to this. It's all about money. And unfortunately, people in different countries and, you know, actually our country It's all about money, and so they want to go ahead and get the money, and they don't want to go ahead and stop the slaughter pipeline. And it's a sad, horrible thing, and it's something that we can't do as individuals. But what we can do is that we need to save as many lives as we possibly can. And of course, we can't do that without donations. We can't do that without private parties. And we can't do that without people like yourself. So the only thing I can really say is that we can fight and go ahead and try to save as many lives as we can to know that at least some of them aren't going into slaughter. Now we have another set of questions from Beth. And Beth has a question, says, can you explain what all the different tags are on the horses at an auction? Some on the neck, rump, and tail. What does each mean? Well, some auctions do tags and some auctions do paint. Now, if you see more than one tag on a horse and it's a different color, that means that that horse has been to more than one auction. And that's a really sad thing because that means that the horse was picked up, let's say the horse was picked up in Colorado, and then it was brought over into Nevada, and then it was brought over into Arizona. And so the horse didn't sell at either one of those auctions. And if it wasn't in good shape, let's say it was skinny, then the kill buyer didn't pick him up, and a private party didn't pick him up, so therefore they went ahead and went to a new auction. But if you see one tag on a horse and it's either on the neck, rump, or tail, or somewhere else on the body, it simply means that they were unable to stick it right on the tail because maybe the horse is trying to kick them. And so that's where they're supposed to put them, is exactly right on the top of the tail. And unfortunately, they do use really strong glue, and the tags do not fall off easily. And so therefore, it's really super hard to get them off. What is your process in vetting a potential adopter and making sure that that person is a good owner and does not end up taking the horse to auction? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. So we have a contract that we ask everybody to fill out, and the contract does give us information that we need to know about the person. We do require pictures of their place. We do require them to initial a section that says that they will never return a horse to auction and that they must always return the horse to us if they are unable to care for the horse. We always ask that our rescues get returned to us so that they will never go into an auction again. Now, sometimes it is really impossible to be able to tell if the person is legit or not. And so therefore, we do something that most rescues, do not do. And we deliver 95% of our horses. Sometimes if we have an uneasy feeling about a person when they come to adopt, we will actually follow them back to their facility. So we know for a fact that the horses are going to go into a really safe place. Is there a round number or estimate for the buyer price, vet bills, and fattening up a skinny horse? Well, I can give you a number, but it won't be an exact number, but I'll give you a good example. Like, we just rescued the big bay gelding from auction this past week, and he is a thoroughbred, and he is a body score of a 3. And he has some issues. He has some hoof issues, and he had some teeth issues, and he needed to be completely adjusted because he was totally out on his whole entire body. So we actually ended up purchasing that horse from auction for $1,000. And then we got him home. And then, of course, you know, you have to consider transportation and wear and tear on your vehicle, and be able to get the horse here, be able to care for him and his feed. Well, yesterday we went ahead and had a bill on him where the equine dentist came, and it was $185 to get his teeth floated. We then had the farrier come, and because his feet are still growing out and has some issues, she was unable to put shoes on him, but she did trim him, and that was a $50 bill. We then decided to go ahead and get him adjusted because, you know, race horses have numerous injuries and they use their body in ways that are not normal for a horse. So we knew that he would be out all over his body, and so we had Sierra adjust him, and that was a $175 bill. Now, he's only been here for a week, so we've had to give him extra feed, supplements, and everything else, and so we determine if he's here for a month, his feed bill will be at least $300 for that horse alone. So it does cost quite a bit of money to be able to take care of a horse from an auction and be able to get the right medical care that they need. Well, Beth, thank you very much for all your questions, and we do appreciate you always. And then we have one more question, and that is from Olivia. And Olivia, your question was already answered, and it said, will the slaughter pipeline ever be gone? Unfortunately, it will not, and there's nothing that we can do except for hope and pray and try to go ahead and save as many lives as we possibly can. A little bit about me and my background is that I have been going to auctions for 20 plus some years, and I have been to the very high-end auctions where horses start at $100,000 and go up over $1 million. And these are legit auctions where horses are auctioned off to where performance horses, breeders, high-end breeders, not backyard breeders, and where they can go ahead and continue a horse's lineages. I've also been to auctions where the horses, you know, start at $1,000 and go on up to $20,000, $50,000, and those are good auctions as well. Those two auctions, the kill buyer will not be at, so we don't have to worry about them. The low end auction is where the horses are put into the slaughter pipeline, and this is where we have to worry. There's not just the kill buyer there. There's others that lurk there that are just as dangerous as the kill buyer, and that would be the kill pen scammers. And I'm going to be doing a whole podcast on the kill pen and what they are and what they're not and how they scam everybody out of their money. So that will be our next podcast because it will be quite a long one. And so therefore, I really don't have time to be able to do that. And then there is the horse traders there. And the horse traders are the ones that go to auction and they get their horse, they get a horse. Let's say they buy a horse for, you know, $2,000, and they go ahead and they take it home and then they sell it to someone for $5,000 or $6,000. There is some good people out there, but most of them are not good and they will not be honest with you on the horses. Some are. Some are not. So we all have to really watch out for what we call horse traders. And then there's other people there that are private parties, and they really, really do good by the horses, and they bring the horses home, and they make sure that their horses are there for with them forever. Now, what happens When a horse is misrepresented at an auction, it's a terrible, terrible thing, because some of these horses that are brought into auction can be drugged, or they're not represented correctly. And just like, here's an example. We saw it last weekend, and it's something that I, as a rescue, wish I could go in there and say, you're not telling the truth, but I can't do that. And I can't go up to the private party that bought that horse and say, you don't understand what's going to happen with you with that horse. But I can't do that, because I would be kicked out of the auction, and I can't get kicked out of the auction, because if I get kicked out of there, then of course I can't save lives. So I like to abide by all the rules, and I don't say anything at all. But if a horse is misrepresented at an auction, and the private party gets that horse a home, and it's not what they thought it was, it was drugged up so lame it can't walk, or it was drugged up and it is not a kid's horse, that they even had a little kid on, but you get it home and you find out it's not a kid's horse. Just like our horse Karen that we have here, a little boy rode that horse in, and I was like, well, we'll take a chance on her. And we got her home, and you know, a week later we found out that she's definitely not a kid's horse, and she has some issues that she has to work through so that she can become a really good horse again. And what happens to these horses is they end up going right back to auction, because the private party doesn't want to deal with the general public. They don't want to deal with, oh my gosh, I might be held liable if this horse hurts somebody. And they just spent a whole bunch of money on a horse, and they're going, what are we going to do? We can't go ahead and try to sell it ourselves, because nobody's going to want to buy a horse like this. So they go ahead and put it back in auction, and that's where the horse is either picked up by a rescue like ourselves or other rescues, or they're picked up by a kill pen scammers, or unfortunately they're picked up by the kill buyer. And that is just so devastating. So we did a section with Brandy about auctions and what to look for when you go there, and make sure you really, really pay attention to what you're going to go ahead and bid on, because not every horse goes to the kill buyer. And we want to make sure that you get a good horse that you're going to keep forever. And so we recommend you adopting from a rescue. We recommend you donating to a rescue, because rescues actually take their time, and they will make sure that the horse is seen by a vet or an equine chiropractor or an equine dentist and a farrier if it needs it. So a rescue goes ahead and also evaluates a horse, and so you basically know what you're going to be getting in a horse. Now, not every horse acts the same way when you bring it home, but that's what a rescue is there for, and a rescue will always take back the horse. They will never go ahead and tell you to send it back to auction. A legit rescue will. So I want to thank you very much for following us and for donating and for helping us all save lives. And if any time you have any more questions, please feel free to contact me. I look forward to talking to you next week about the kill pen scammers. And I'm probably going to get a lot of backlash on that, but that's okay. I'm not worried about it. But go ahead and join us for next week. And until then, have a wonderful, blessed day.